Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is November 7th, 2005, the Feast of St. Willibrord. It is said that in today's society, an average person will move his or her home far more often than in the past. This might be true for the average person, but the saints are not average, and even in the late 7th century, it was already true for the man we remember today, St. Willibrord. He received an education from an early age, spending 12 years studying in Ireland far from his native Northumbria. He must have enjoyed being away from home, because in the year 690, he and some of his companions set out as missionaries for what is now Holland. He was to live there for most of the rest of his life, evangelizing for Christianity among the pagans he found there, and negotiating with the Frankish kings who ruled the area. The gospel appointed for today is the sending out of the 70 others after the successful missionary journey of the 12. In it, Jesus makes his famous pronouncement that, "I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves," and instructs them to take no purse, no bag, no sandals, and to trust that their needs will be taken care of. Willibrord is a good example of how to live out this gospel. He responded to the call of God, even though it took him to a part of the world far from his comfort zone, where the people worshipped different gods, and where the rulers and the people were in conflict much of the time. Nevertheless, Willibrord responded to God's call, and his ministry was successful in its own right. But in addition, he paved the way for his colleague Boniface, who was an even more successful missionary in the Low Countries. Where could God be sending you today? Even if it seems as if you are a lamb among the wolves, know that God will be with you, no matter how far you are from home. And don't forget that like Willibrord and Boniface, the work that God has given you to do need not be finished all at once. All you need to do is to step out in faith, and the path will be revealed to you day by day. Let us pray. O Lord our God, you call whom you will and send them where you choose. We thank you for sending your servant Willibrord to be an apostle to the Low Countries, to turn them from the worship of idols to serve you, the living God. And we entreat you to preserve us from the temptation to exchange the perfect freedom of your service for servitude to false gods and to idols of our own devising. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on November 10th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Leo the Great. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.